Hello and welcome. I am Connie Reagan Green from ConnieReaganGreen.com, and this is another call in the podcast series. I record all of these calls live with people on the call and on the webcast, and then they go over within 24 hours to iTunes, where you can subscribe to my podcast. I have another podcast series there as well. Today, I wanted to talk about business models because I work with a group of people, and what I do not call coaching. I might use that word from time to time, but I prefer the term mentoring because they're very, very different in my mind and in my experience and in my training to do online marketing as a business. And the differentiation that I make is that a coach is someone that cheers you on and says, you can do it. Let's talk again in 2 weeks and we'll see what you've done. And, you know, I'm here. I know that you can do it. So they're almost like a cheerleader, and there's nothing wrong with that. Coaching is very important. But I like to do mentoring where I work with someone more personally. I take them by the hand. I recommend what they're doing to other people. I put them on my stages to speak. I teach my own events, live events, twice a year. And I go to other events where I then try, if at all possible, to get my people on the stage. And I've been fairly successful with that. I can put them on my stage easily. They need something that fits the other promoter's audience before I can get them on that stage. But I still have been successful in that area. So let's talk about this as a business model before I go into others, because there really are 6, 7, 8 business models that you can do when you come online and start a business, and I recommend starting with no more than 2. So let's talk about coaching / mentoring, which is also very different than consulting, which is something that I do 2 or 3 days a month. I'm working with a medium to large company, so they typically have at least 50 to 100 employees, the groups that I am involved with, and I go in and help them typically with their online marketing. That's my area of expertise. I do not have expertise in other areas that a corporation would need, and sometimes I'm in the position to recommend someone to help with that because that would not be me. I'm the one helping them have a more of an online presence, visibility, credibility, social media, reputation management, that type of thing. But let's go back to coaching / mentoring. And for now, even though I have given my definition of both, let's kind of lump them together as something that you can do. This will be a hard way to go. I'll tell you that right away, because you've put yourself in the position to have people pay you X number of dollars per month or per year for you to talk to them and help them get from where they are right now to closer to where they want to be. So you have to decide how and why those people would come to you, because I think all of us have had a variety of experiences, including paying someone way too much to set up a website for us in the very beginning. I know that, you know, that was something that I did, and I only spent $500. It seemed like a lot of money. And it is a piece of change there, but I now know people that have spent $5,000 on sites that they're really never going to use. So that's something we've been through. We've also paid people for coaching, typically, that really were not qualified for what we were going to them for. So that's something you want to be very careful with, who you spend your money with. When you run a program like I do, so I call mine a mentoring program. It's a mastermind group. When you run a group like that, typically it's because you've built a reputation over a period of years. So I didn't even take anybody into a mentoring mastermind group until I had been online 2 years and had already exceeded 6 figures a year. But now what I do is I work with fewer and fewer people, because once you have that reputation of someone who can really help people move forward, your slots fill up very quickly. So if you want to do coaching, put the word out. Let people know. Have it on your main site, which should be a hosted WordPress site. Let people know. I don't let people know because I do it by invitation. Whenever I let people in that don't know me, it seems to never be a good fit. So I would prefer that they know me, they be recommended from someone that I know, and my group has first right of refusal as to who would be included in that group and to what level they would be included. So put the word out, let people know that you're available for coaching, and always say who it is you work with and what your credentials are for this. Have you been successful in that area? Were you successful in the corporate world and now you have that credibility to help someone? With me, I typically am looking to work with people who have started to make some money on the online, but usually only a couple thousand a month or so. So they're in the very beginning stages. They've usually been online 1 to 2 years, and they're interested in doing things such as creating information products, writing a book, affiliate marketing, selling physical products on Amazon and other places, marketing for small businesses. Typically, this is why people come to me, because I have had one level or degree of success or more with all of these. So you want to write down what it is that you're good at. What have you made money at? If you're going to help people make money, what have you made money at? If you're going to do something like life coaching, what experiences, what training do you have? Because more and more, people really want to work with a business coach or a life coach who has gone through a coaching school, something that I never did. That's why I don't do coaching. And they want people that really can get some results for them over a period of time. So you need to think about it. It's sort of like charging too much for an information product just because you know that there are people who will pay that. Don't do that with coaching, because it's really your name on the line in a bigger way than anything else. It's bigger than affiliate marketing or creating and selling information products or writing a book or marketing for small businesses or selling physical products. When you work one-on-one with people, that's you. That's your reputation. Also, decide how many hours a month you're willing to do this. I only work with about a dozen people a year now. If you remember, until 2 years ago, I had a program where I did 3 webinars a month, and I brought people into that at $100 a month, and I had 220 people during the last full year of that. And I decided that people weren't getting their money's worth. I had people that didn't show up and didn't watch the webinar replays or listen to the audio MP3 replays, and they still were paying me every month. And finally, it didn't seem like the right thing to do. So 2 years ago, now it's 2.5 years ago, I let people know that within 3 months that I would not be doing that program anymore, the monthly mentor program, and that I would not be billing them any longer. I had people months later who would write to me sometimes and ask when the next webinar was going to be. They weren't reading the emails or didn't receive them, went into their spam folder or something, and didn't even realize that the program wasn't going on anymore. And when I told them that I had stopped billing them in December of 2012, they were shocked and looked at their PayPal or credit card statements and saw that that was indeed the case. So you want to be very, very careful with how you do what you're doing and make sure that people are benefiting from it or be willing to change your business model. So the people that come to me that I have the greatest success with are people that are willing to work hard. So even if you have a full-time job, you must put in about 15 hours a week. That's really part-time doing an online business. Full-time is 30 hours a week or more. When I'm doing something new, I increase the number of hours that I work. So my business really can be maintained at the level I'm at now in 15, 20 hours a week easily, especially because I have people who help me do a variety of clerical and technical things. When I'm learning something new and want to master it and I'm very serious about it, as I am doing right now, that number doubles. It gets close to tripling at some time because I know that I'm going to be traveling and there are periods of time when I'm not available. I'm going into the woods in 48 hours and I will be without internet, without any kind of modern devices. There is some electricity at the campground, but that's about it. They have a well for the water, and I'll be there for 4 full days. So that means that during this last week, and I was 2 days at an event, the other days I'm putting in 12, 14 hours a day and don't think anything about it because this is my business. When all is said and done, I'm the one that's responsible for everything that happens. So I want you to think about this. Let's look at some questions. I know I'm being very, very serious, but I believe this is serious information. So let's see what we have for questions. All right. So Tom said that it's been a few years, Tom. I read this question earlier. He had purchased a training course that I was doing, and it was a mini-site training course. And because the course that you're referring to in your question, that is a different course from James Jones. But I know the one you're talking about that I did with two partners, and we were teaching people how to do many sites. And Tom says, does it still have validity? And Tom's up in Portland, and I don't have a website for him. But Tom, the answer is that yes, 90% of what you learned in that course is still very, very good. Some things have changed. Some of the plugins have changed. Some of the ways that we set up the sites have changed. But basically, and that course went on for 2 years. I usually do something for no longer than 2 years because things do change. But that course really did teach you skills so that you could set up niche sites. And it's an excellent way to do two things. To one, really learn how an online marketing business works, number one. And number two, start bringing in at least a small stream of money. And that could be $50 a month. When you're just starting, it's very exciting when you make $50 a month. So just like with anything else, some of those sites did very well, and we had people earning more than $1,000 a month. Other sites, they were hard-pressed to make $20 a month. So in that case, what you want to do is choose your niche very, very carefully, put up 2, 3, 4, 5 sites, and do the best you can with them, and then see if one of them, maybe you'll go ahead and leave it up because it doesn't cost you anything to leave it up, but look at the ones that are doing well and start more of those. For example, when I taught that course with the other people, review sites weren't doing so well. They really weren't. Now review sites are popular again, and I believe it's because people like to recommend things that are for sale on Amazon. So I hope that answers your question. All right, Adrienne is on the line, Adrienne Dupree. She is from LeaveTheCorporateWorldBehind.com. And her question is, what do you think when people want an income guarantee from their coach? Well, it's really against the law. We really can't guarantee income. You can give examples, and you can say that the typical person won't make any money and will probably lose money. That's just the truth of the matter. And that's not only with an online business, but with a brick-and-mortar business. I know people, just recently I was speaking with them, they had bought a Quiznos sub shop. And the goal for them when they started that, and it was 5 or 6 years ago, was to finally be in the black after 3 years. So they were investing money and then spending lots of their own time and additional money to get the business to the point where it would actually make a profit. And what happened to them is they ended up taking on additional partners because they found that it was exhausting trying to work enough hours themselves so that they didn't have to have a large payroll, because payroll will kill you wherever you are, and even if it's at minimum wage, that's a huge, huge expense, along with workers' comp and a whole variety of other things. But, you know, you want to keep the payroll costs down. And they took on other partners, and finally it became confusing as to who was working which shifts and how they would do things. And at this point, they just want to get out with losing as little money as possible. So that's typical, and it's typical of a food establishment, a restaurant for sure, and many retail establishments. So with all that said, starting an online business really has a small, small upfront risk, and you still, though, have that same chance of not being successful at all unless you are willing to work extremely hard. Most people are not cut out to be entrepreneurs. More than 90% of the population in North America, it's been proven, really is better working for someone else. So either as an independent contractor or an employee, something like that, where they have more structure to their day. They know what needs to be done. And I've seen this happen firsthand. I had somebody that did all of my web design and tech stuff, everything, the first couple of years I was online. She was working for someone as, you know, maybe she was an employee. I guess she was an employee. And I was thinking she was an independent contractor, but no, she was an employee, and she really disliked it. The pay was very low for her skill set. She was so talented creatively and technically. She'd been writing code since she was in elementary school. Her parents were programmers, and they would just sit her down with paper and pencil and have her learn to write code when she was 9 or 10. And she really loved doing everything and did beautiful graphics and did quite a bit of work for me during that time. The minute that she left her position where she was working however many hours a week, 30 to 40 hours a week, I believe, and did things on her own, her life changed, and it wasn't for the better. She had family members that finally said, oh, good, now you're not working. Now you can take somebody to the doctor. You can pick up somebody. You can do this. Now they had her running errands, and she was very kind and didn't want to tell them that she couldn't do it. So that became an issue, and I gave her some advice on that. I said, no, you have to tell them that you're still at work, and now your time is more valuable than ever because you're trying to build up your business. So that was her experience. But also, she found that she no longer liked getting up and being ready for work at 8 or 9 in the morning. She had to do that when she was working for somebody else and doing things on the side for people like me. She had to put in an 8 to 6 day, you know, some type of hours like that. But once she was on her own, she found that she didn't like to start until about 11. And her husband worked. He worked at a university. He would come home by 5:30 or 6. She didn't really want to do any work in the evenings. And so all of a sudden, she went down to 15, 20 hours a week, and that wasn't enough to get the business going. So I'm not in touch with her now. I don't know what happened, but that did not work out because she was not disciplined and focused and didn't give herself a structure. So that was my experience when I first came online. I had to become disciplined overnight, or I knew I would fail. That would be a guarantee. So that's part of it. So, Adrian, an income guarantee from a coach, no, nobody can do that for you. Instead, you want someone that really gives you direction and is there for you, that you can email or call regularly when you have questions and you need to move forward, and really shows you what they're doing and understands what you're trying to achieve. So great, great questions. All right, Cheryl says, and I don't know Cheryl's site, she says, this isn't a business model, but something that can contribute to visibility. I want to do a press release about my nutrition certification, but that would be all about me. Yes, yes. Isn't this all about us always? Suggestions as to how to get the word out there successfully through a press release. Make it all about you. See, most of us grew up in families where they said something to the effect of, don't show off, don't jump up and down and tell people how good you are, don't boast, don't brag. All of these things were seen as being very negative, whether you were a girl or a boy, even more so as a girl, I believe, but even for boys, they didn't want them to show off. My mother had a saying. She was from the Midwest, from Missouri, or Missouri, as she said. And her saying was, the cream always rises to the top. You don't have to tell people if you're good at something. They'll find out. And I finally kind of figured out what that meant. And when I did, I said to myself, that isn't true. People don't find out. We have to brag about what we're doing. So what I would do, Cheryl, is I would write a press release that would say something like, and if you want local exposure, you would put your city name. So when I do one, I tend to put either Santa Barbara resident, Santa Barbara woman, Santa Barbara author, or Santa Clarita resident or woman or author or small business owner. I start it that way. And then I say what it is I've achieved. So you would talk about that. You would talk about your blog, that you got the certification, that you're blogging about it, and that you know, have information products available. You have a book that's available. Everything, and you can put up to 2 links in those press releases. Now, press releases can be expensive. The free ones have almost no value except for you to practice. The expensive ones are fantastic, but very, very costly. It can cost up to $1,000 for a single press release. So what I'm recommending is that people go to webwire.com, webwire.com. It's $29.95, $30, and you'll get a nice release sent out based on what you write, and you're writing about yourself in third person. You know, Connie Reagan Green, a resident of both Santa Clarita and Santa Barbara, California, has now written her 11th book, Write, Publish, Prosper. This is a book you can learn how to write an outline, how to get your book out there, how to turn your book into a business based on what you're writing about. And so I would be bragging about myself in that way to get the word out about the book. And what's nice is those links are very helpful. We use a lot of press releases now with physical products that we're selling on Amazon where you brag about the product and what it can do. And so that's what I'm recommending for you. All right, Janice says, hi, Connie, good to hear your voice. Well, I would say yours too, but Janice, I hope I'm going to be seeing you in Toronto in a couple of weeks. I'm looking forward to that. How do we know what to charge for our mentoring, coaching, consulting fees? Local businesses are all on different budgets, and solo entrepreneurs don't seem to have much money for it, even though they say they want or need those services. Any guidance? And Janice's site is, I'll spell it for you, majalis.ca. So the .ca is because she's in Canada. So it's majalis.ca. And I would recommend to you that you get a domain that tells more about what you do, because you have in parentheses here social media management. I would get a domain and set up your business with something that has social media or social media management in it. Is that, that's going to help you overnight. That will do it. So how do we know what to charge? Remember that money is never an issue. It never is. And we can't decide for people what they can afford, what they're going to put on a credit card or take out of savings or what they actually have in the bank. It's up to us to present ourselves in a way that would make sense. Because for me, I mean, my coaching is some of the least expensive out there. I know that for a fact because I go to a lot of, I was just at an event where they were charging $30,000 for a year of coaching. And, you know, for what I do for my dozen people, it's a pittance of that. So coaching, because, and I'll tell you why I don't charge so much, because I feel that I'm effective doing mentoring. And I feel like if I'm going to charge so much for that, doesn't that mean that that's my main business model? I only want it to be about 10% of my annual revenue. That's why I do it the way I do it. So I keep the cost down. That way people are always excited because I've over-delivered. I'm including a retreat in Santa Barbara, two live events that I do now. I've moved it from Las Vegas to Los Angeles. They're able to speak and present, and I recommend what they're doing to my list and to my online community. So money is never a factor. If you have something to offer that people want, they will find the money, and it's up to you to let them do that, let them figure that out, that they want you and that they will spend the money on it. So I hope that makes you feel better because you have a lot to offer, and I've always had great ideas for you. So someday I hope that we can work together. All right, Deborah says, I'm revising my free report to match suggestions. This is from a training that I've been doing. You recommend that I add Amazon books at the end of the report to use the blank space and also to have a call to action at the end, right? I'm ready to do that, but I wonder if I'm doing this to earn money on the sales or do I just add the link? Yes, I always want to recommend something on Amazon, and I know, Deborah, that you are an Amazon affiliate. So if you are an Amazon affiliate and you're recommending books, you do want that to be your affiliate link, and then you're going to redirect it in the way that I do mine. So like my most recent book, my Write, Publish, Prosper, it's at connieloves.me/WPP. So you shorten it in that way, and that way you can include an affiliate link, which works extremely, extremely well. So let's talk about those free giveaways. That's part of the business model that includes affiliate marketing and information product creation and also authorship. And you want people to know that, yes, there are things for sale. There are things they can click on. It's very, very important. And when you have that call to action, what you do is you encourage them to see what else you have available and also not to do what can be the kiss of death for online marketers. They read your free report, And then they go up into the upper right-hand corner and they go, oh, that was nice. That was really interesting. And they click the X to close the document out, and many times they haven't even saved it. So what you want to do during your first 10 autoresponder messages, you want to make sure that people have multiple opportunities to download that report and remind them to save it. Tell them they'll want to look back at it. Tell them what's on page 6. Tell them what's at the end that you want them to do. Tell them that that's a call to action, that you're recommending two books that you honestly want them to take a look at and purchase and read. Encourage interaction with them. Encourage them to hit reply. And here, I'm going to give a great tip. This is going to be the greatest tip I'm going to give this whole podcast. When you send out autoresponder messages, you have assumed that the person has gone to your site, they have found your free giveaway, your report, whatever you're giving them, irresistible enough to exchange their first name and email address for, and that they have jumped through hoops in their email to click on a confirmation link to somehow end up being on your list. Then you're assuming that they're actually going to read that free report and take some action on it. So what you want to do in those first 10 autoresponders is talk to them about what it is you're sharing. Make sure they know as much as possible. And now here's the great tip. Encourage them to hit reply. You see me do this at least once a week. I'll say, please hit reply, and I put reply in single quotes, and let me know what you think. Hit reply and ask me your question. Hit reply and let me know what you're working on today. When they do that, there is such a greater chance that your emails will not go into a spam folder than it would have been otherwise. So by encouraging that interaction, because think of the email provider, Yahoo or Gmail, whoever it is. If you keep receiving emails and you never respond, they're assuming you're not interested, because maybe you don't even click on them to read them. You know they're there, and you feel like that it's not something you want to address right now. But look at the other side of the coin. You receive two or three emails. One of them you hit reply, and you wrote something back to the other person. That other person wrote back to you. Why would that ever be something that would go into junk or spam? So that's the perspective that I want you to take with that. It's real, real important and will really make a big difference. All right, so let's talk about the other income models briefly. Affiliate marketing I love, but it's hard to set up sites and not have any interaction at all and just assume that you'll make a lot of affiliate sales. I would encourage you to always start a list and have a free giveaway. So I have friends and neighbors and family members who do this once I show them, and they choose something that they like. Like one of them has one on betta fish. Remember the betta fighting fish? They're beautiful fish, and usually you keep them alone in a glass or plastic container. And you can do a free giveaway on how to best take care of them, what to feed them, what temperature the water should be. And you can start a list, and this list will grow, and you can put maybe 10 emails in the autoresponder sequence, and then you can send the broadcast maybe once a month. You decide what you're going to do. If you send a broadcast and you get some response from it, add that broadcast as an additional autoresponder message. So just say I have 10 messages in there, and then I send a broadcast and it's a good one. Go into your sequence and have that broadcast go out as an autoresponder message maybe 30, 60, 90 days from now, because people won't remember that they received that. And as long as it's an evergreen offer, then that works exceptionally well. All right, any last questions? I like to keep these calls not too long so people can listen to them at their convenience, driving back and forth to a job that they're soon going to leave, or doing something pleasurable like riding a bicycle. I have several clients that ride a bike and listen to me in their headphones. I'm in their ear, as they say, which I like. All right, and Rick says, say a little bit more about information products. Yes, I love information products. My most recent one is my Really Simple Podcasting. And I'm going to give you my link and then explain what I'm giving you. So my course is at reallysimplepodcasting.com. But don't purchase it there. Instead, purchase it at connieloves.me/RSPOD, R-S-P-O-D, connieloves.me/RSPOD. And the reason is that for the first time, I put up a product on JVZoo's platform, and I like it very much. And sales have gone through the roof, which I'm very excited about. I have some affiliates that are promoting, and I'm very happy about that. And I love it so much that my next really simple product will be coming out probably by the end of May. I don't think it would take any longer than that. It's about 6 weeks from now. That seems like plenty of time with time to spare, because the truth is, if I were not going camping into the woods, oh, and the reason I'm doing that, I'm going with the Rotary Youth Group. I've done it in years past. I haven't done it for about 3 years now, but it's called RYLA. It's the Rotary Youth Leadership Academy, and I will be working with about 100 teenagers. My part is to be a cabin counselor. I'm very excited. I'm on the green team, so they put me on the right team for my name. And also, I'll be helping them with public speaking and presenting. So that's an area of expertise for me that I get to share with them. Very exciting to be there for 4 days. If I were not going away for 4 days, I could really get my really simple traffic, the next product, I could get that out in 72 hours so that I don't have to stay up too late at night to do it. It's not that difficult to do it. You want to provide great information. If you are going to create a product on something, you already have great information, or else you wouldn't even be thinking of it. If you don't have enough information, do research. See what's out there, and then put something together. Mine tend to be PDF and PowerPoint. I like to give them a PowerPoint presentation. You can do some audio if you like. You can do follow-up calls, like this call that I'm doing right now could be a follow-up to something. This one could be a follow-up to podcasting as an example of how to do an open call. Yet I have about 48 people on here live with me, which is wonderful. And then add that to the product. Videos if it's necessary, if you need to show something. So information product creation is an excellent way to do things. And all this can flow. You're writing a book. You're turning part of what you're writing into information products so people can learn more from you. You're recommending things that you love, so you're doing affiliate marketing. And it's all very, very exciting. All right, well, I have loved spending this time with you. Be sure to be in touch. If you're on my list, and you should be if you are on this call, that's the only way you would have found out about it, hit reply to any of my emails and it comes directly to me. Unless I am deep in the woods of the Los Padres National Forest, as I will be for the next few days, other than that, I'll receive it very quickly and answer you back within 24 hours or less. And there are people on here who have done that very thing and know that to be true. So I want you to be successful in business. Go over to my blog. I have a great new post today over at hugeprofitstinylist.com. I did a podcast interview with Paul Counts, and I was thrilled to meet him recently in Atlanta. I had known of him and followed him for several years. He's a young fellow who started when he was 13 as an entrepreneur. Very exciting. So if you go over there, you'll see that, or you'll see the link in today's emails. All right. I've enjoyed spending this time with you. Again, this is Connie Reagan Green from ConnieReaganGreen.com. Be sure to subscribe to all the calls in this podcast series by looking in the sidebar, the right sidebar on ConnieReaganGreen.com, clicking that link, follow it to iTunes, get your free subscription. I want to be there for you and help you build an online business that will help you achieve all of your dreams and goals. Take care, everyone.